Cleaning Nation, it is time. Time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and give you everything that you need to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show and you think that your life is better as a member of Cleaning Nation, you want us to keep us cranking out a metric ton of cleaning awesomeness all for free. If that's the case, show us the love on iTunes with a 5-star rating and review. If you're getting a ton of value, share the love on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Tattoo it on your forehead, whatever you like. Show the world that you are a proud member of Cleaning Nation. Today, we have a special guest. We are talking with Cortland Driggs from Cleantelligent. Most of you all probably know who Cleantelligent is. For the few of you that don't, it's a janitorial software designed to make life easier for owners of cleaning companies. That's what I do, but not in software form. If you want to reach out to Court and their team, you can get a hold of them at cleantelligent.com. We'll have a link in the show notes page just so you can get it. Or as you'll discover later in the program, there's a special link for Cleaning Nation, www.growmycleaningcompany.com/cleantelligent, where you get a cool special offer. Court, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, brother. So what I usually do is talk about, like, hey, give us a little bit of feedback on how you got into the business. Tell us how we got hooked up. I know that you kind of just showed up in my universe like a month ago. We started talking. How did you find us, or how did we find you?
It was my marketing director. They were always looking for good resources, good things to find, and they found you guys, and they thought we'd be a good fit. So they reached out to you, and that's how we got started.
I don't know if we qualify as a good resource or not, but we'll take the compliment and move on, brother. So how long have you been with Cleantelligent? How did you kind of get hooked up with them?
I've been with Cleantelligent for about 3 years now. I kind of fell into the job. It was an opportunity. I had some friends that were working here, and I liked the business model, and I thought it would be good to come and get started.
All right, cool. So how did why janitorial? I know what insane story I got into this. Why did you guys, so many software as a service products out there. Why did you guys decide to serve the cleaning universe?
Oh, that's a great question. So our CEO, actually back in the 90s, he was running his family's cleaning company, and it was a franchisor back then. They were getting big enough that it was getting hard for them to manage all of their different clients that they were working with. And so to keep up with them, they were using the work logs, just pen and paper, keeping track of their customer requests in their closets. And what they were finding was a lot of requests would either get lost, the paper would get ruined, something would happen, and the customer wouldn't be satisfied. They weren't able to actually give them a good service. And so our CEO started looking for a different solution. He wanted to look into software, and he couldn't find anything that satisfied his needs back then. So they decided to build it themselves. And in 2003, our company officially started, and we started working with the cleaning industry.
All right, awesome. So tell us a little bit about, anytime we have a guest expert on, I always love to know kind of what specific problem do you solve for cleaners? What do they come to you crying and wishing their life was better on? Let's talk about the problem first, and we'll talk about how Clean Nation make it better.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different problems. Like I said, the biggest one was communication with clients, making sure that you know that they're happy, making sure that you're keeping track of their buildings, that you're keeping their environment clean and safe. You want to know your client's attitude at the time. You want to make sure that, you're obviously making a profit, keeping everything in budget, keeping track of your cleaners, making sure that they're accountable for their work, and your inspectors.
All right, so let's hit that was like 17 things. Let's hit one at a time. So first, I guess we're just going to go for 4 hours. I mean, I hope you got nowhere to be. Like, I've got snacks here next to me. I'm ready to go, brother. Tell me about the communication with customers. So on the commercial side, I know there's always that line of you don't want to communicate too little, but you don't want to bug the crap out of them, and you want to make it kind of a systematized. I know a lot of the people I coach, won't name names, of course, kind of just do whoever's pissed off or has a situation, that's who they're dealing with. But the happy customers, they're not. And
right,
then a couple
exactly.
things happen. One, when the customer comes to them, they're already pissed off, and it's a whole different situation than it would be had they just been in conversation already. Two, probably even worse, they don't come to them. They just wander off. They just give their 30 days, mm-hmm. and you never even know what hit them. Tell me about that piece of it in terms of what do you see happening in the people that you deal with, and then what do you guys recommend in terms of frequency? Like, how often should we talk? Hook me up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a great point. It's if you're not able to keep tabs and have a good way of communicating with your client often, that's exactly what you were saying. You don't hear from them until they're pissed off, until there's a fire that you have to put out, and that's all you're doing all your time instead of spending time actually looking into the quality of the relationship that you're building with them. We know we have a classic story that we tell here of a client, the cleaning company's client that they didn't hear from them for months, thought everything was great, and then they just got a phone call of the client blowing up because the room was still, it was such a mess, and they sent their cleaner there to go and take care of it, and all it was a paperclip that was on the floor. And it was just, there were some other things that they found out after talking to the client that hadn't been kept, promises that hadn't been kept, and they were, they realized, I mean, the paperclip wasn't really the problem. It was just the surface. It was the tip of the iceberg. And so what we've done to work with clients is not only have them use the system to communicate, but to also teach them how to get their clients using it as well, so that they can easily just send them a message when they have something, and they keep in constant contact. They get reports of all their progress as they're going through. And so they know that the quality is being kept up, and their clients don't have to worry about it. Basically, they know the job is getting done.
When there's a couple options you have at that point, when you get the paperclip that broke the camel's back, a lot of guys out there, gals out there, Cleaning Nation is going to say stuff like, oh my God, my client was insane and there was nothing I could have done. They're just crazy people. Okay, that might make you feel a little better, but it's probably not going to pay your bills or feed your kids. So I love the idea of, and I want to encourage you, Cleaning Nation, take away from this, when you have, quote unquote, the crazy client. And again, I'm not saying they're not. I've had these guys that are just like, what are you thinking? Especially when it turns, right? Some people are just bad people start to finish. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the straight and level clients that everybody loves, and all of a sudden they go insane. Encourage you to find the why behind the what. And then more importantly, once you do find the why, that, oh, okay, there's maybe three or four things that did or didn't get communicated. I love that you're saying, okay, now let's fix it, right? Let's not just say, well, that guy's gone and pissed off and we can sleep at night knowing what happened. Well, that, we haven't done anybody any good to fix it. So when you talk about communication, I'd like that you kind of mentioned reports. Is there, because I'm a huge fan of automation, right? If I have to remember to do it, it's not going to get done. But if I can write an email sequence or have a report go out every week or have something I can kind of set into motion and let it spin, that kind of in your business or on your business working instead of in your business is what builds net worth. So tell me about that. If I come to you guys, I'm like, oh my gosh, my customers are pissed. We never communicate. I need to fix it. What kind of system or frequency, how often, what would I be saying, and how kind of would that work? What kind of time commitment would take on my end to get all that set up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the one thing about CleanTelligent is that it's very customizable to meet your needs. So it depends on how detailed you want to get, obviously, with how much automation you want to put into play. But it's one of the things that is really helpful, like you said, with those reports. We always suggest doing weekly, monthly inspections of the buildings with your clients, either having them do a walkthrough with you or you just do the inspection and you send them the report. And if your inspectors are doing that on a regular basis, you can automatically send them the inspection results. And so they have those results so that they can log in and they can see it as you're going. Each month they can just check in on the building and they can see those results and that progress, and you can show them how well you're doing each month and how you're progressing, how you're meeting their needs, and show them, yeah, basically just the quality of the work that you're doing so they have a visual of it.
Cool. And is that customizable? Like if I've got, you know, one customer is five times a week, $5,000 a month, can he be on a different plan than my kind of once a week, $473.19 fellow?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So anything we should talk, anything else, any other value you can give on Cleaning Nation on the communication between customer and the cleaning company before we kind of move on to some of those other pains that you mentioned?
Yeah, there is one other thing that we talked about, how it's good to know the attitude, the mood of your client before it gets bad, before it gets to that paperclip point, right? So we also recommend sending out client surveys on a regular basis, or just having anonymous surveys that can be sent in through QR codes or whatever throughout the buildings, so that your clients can reach out to you. You can find out what feedback they have before it gets too late to save them.
You know, I'm going to tell a little bit of a story of an online marketing trick that you guys will probably like that makes me think of exactly what you said. Well, anytime you're building a list, which I always coach my folks to do, like, hey, build a list. Make sure instead of when you need a customer, you got to go meet somebody brand new. You've got a list of 500, 600 target customers that you've been ongoing talking with on the prospect side. So when they opt out of your list, they say, I don't want anymore. You can have something come up and go, was that spam? Is that something you didn't want? And a lot of people go, oh, this was spam, blah, 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 blah. But then it doesn't go to your provider, right? It comes to you saying this is spam, but it doesn't go to your provider, which will get you booted off of your list. I hear the same thing. So instead of, I like the leaving the QR codes or the options all around. So not just your one contact, but say we got Court over here, who's a huge pain in the, no, sorry, Court. And he's every time his trash can's getting missed and he's getting more and more angry. And he's just going to go to the boss and start freaking out. And the boss is going to go, I don't need this. We can avoid all of that if you can just give Court the opportunity to go directly to you and say, hey, I'm a little peeved, I'm a little upset, I haven't got crazy yet, I haven't gone, and I would love to kind of, and that whole loop is closed before the boss even knows, kind of in the background, or mm-hmm. you can even communicate to them, hey, we just so you know, one of your guys said that the trash isn't getting taken out, we handled it. That is so much more proactive and professional than kind of waiting to the end and having it go up the chain, and by the time it gets to your guy, he's pissed.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
All right, before we move on, I've got to just, for the YouTube videos out there, the podcast folks went over, for the YouTube people, Court has got this big manly beard and I'm clean shaven. It would take, I couldn't in three lifetimes build that thing, so I kind of feel like less of a man. I don't know how to go forward with this, Court. Do you have any suggestions at all? I feel like maybe I should just be quiet and you should get to talk, you know, because of the beard.
No, I mean, I wasn't able to grow one for a while either, so I just went for it, bit the bullet and tried, and it turned out okay. I wouldn't say it's a perfect beard, but it's getting there.
Yeah, that's what the manly men say to the guys with no testosterone that can't grow hair. Like, oh, yeah, I used to be. I tried. That's not true. This dude had like a 5 o'clock shadow in fourth grade. I know it. And he's saying it's not perfect. He's got more hair on his face than I have on my entire body. It's really disconcerting. All right. I had to get off that my chest. So
sorry about that.
Yeah, if anyone wants to not listen to me and pretty much just listen to what Court says, I get it. Especially the YouTube folks. The podcast people, just fast forward through all this. Don't listen. But for you YouTubers, I'm sorry. But I'm not there. All right. Let's. Now that we've talked about how I haven't hit puberty yet and Court is more of a man, let's see if we can bring you guys some more value. So you said two or three things that I want to hit on. The first one was communicating with a customer. The second was communicating with the employees, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that, because I think, so on the customers, I'd say across the board, the people I work with probably under communicate, or if they do communicate, it's sporadic. So there's no system. So maybe they over communicate or do a good job for a month, but then for 3 months, it's nothing. And we kind of talked about how having a monthly system and kind of some software to back you up can solve that. On the employee side, it's a little different. I find there's like literally two categories. One that under communicates and like, just, I don't want to talk to you, I want to hear about you, I'll replace you. And on the other side, there's people like, oh, we're best friends and we hang out and they're staying in my house right now. So it's not so much that, it's just, again, the system, right? We don't, too much is no good, too little is too good. How do you kind of systematize that when the people that don't want to talk to them are just like, I'm not even interested. And the people that do want to talk to them are like, oh my gosh, I have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya every day before I send them. How does kind of the software fit in the middle of that?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. I think a lot of that is the client is the key. You need two different things. You need to know that your employees are doing the right job, the best way that they can, that they know what they're supposed to be doing, and that the client, your employee knows who's responsible for helping the client whenever requests come in. So not only does it go back to that communication tool like we were talking about, you have internal notes that you can send to each other. You can assign people to different requests that come from the clients, and you can talk about jobs. But also, with our reporting, you can keep track of what's going on and where and who is responsible for different things. So, a client that I was working with just the other day, we were looking at their reports over the last few months of inspections, and they noticed that in a particular building, the baseboards in the hallways were getting the lowest score on a regular basis. And so they realized that they needed to set up a training for their employees to make sure that they showed them how to, that they were doing the baseboards the correct way.
Okay, so I like what I hear you say. I'm taking some notes because every time you talk, I'm like, oh, that's four more questions and three more comments about the beard that I got to leave. So when you do an initial walkthrough, because I get that a lot, there's kind of that most of us do have a pretty decent form in terms of when I'm intaking a customer. I'm assuming if I sign up or CleanTelligent has a couple forms that we can use and customize as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So everyone gets that. We don't have to talk a lot about that because I think that's fairly most folks when they are onboarding a new, certainly commercial account, kind of have a form that they use. And there's little peccadillos, right? These people go nuts about baseboards or trash or we've got to do the carpets right. Every 6 months, whatever. But those change, right? Just like you said, if court sends me an angry email about the trash cans, you want to update that note. And that is that a two-way street? Like either the cleaner can update it up to me and then I can also update it down to him or them. That's okay. So it's kind of a two-way situation. It's like a wiki, like anyone can do it. That's just mm-hmm. how that goes. And it just kind of becomes a database the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back into the customizability. Everyone, there are different permissions that you can set if you don't want your cleaners to be able to update those kinds of things. You want you as the person with the relationship with the client to be doing it, then you can limit them, or you can have your cleaners have that relationship and make sure that they're keeping on top of things, that they're accountable to their own work and they're watching their own progress.
And could you even send them little notes like, hey, you're super awesome, I love you. Is that?
Yep.
All right, cool.
And absolutely.
Does that, or, you know, to the bad ones, like, hey, cut it out, I'm coming for you. Like, you know, maybe yep. Veiled or not so veiled threats, all that is acceptable. Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So tell me about does that just create this big database of what's going on? Like, so if I'm a year and a half in, all that kind of back and forth communication, both between the customer, myself, my company, or the administration of my company, myself, and the cleaners, all that's kind of saved in a database?
Yep, exactly. You have it all under one client, this one building. You can have it all, like you said, a database there. You can keep the track of the history of everything that's gone on with that client. You can make notes about when their birthdays are, you send them a bouquet of flowers on their birthday.
Oh, I got to tell you, one of the things that hopefully I think this will integrate in, but I've mentioned in a couple podcasts before, oldie but a goodie, Harvey McKay, I'm not sure what book it's in. I think it's Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty, but there's the McKay 67 or McKay 66 where he has every single customer he has because he sold envelopes. Like, I mean, I can't think of a less, interesting thing. We think we got it selling cleaning. This dude sold envelopes. And the way that he distinguished himself and built a multi-million-dollar company is his McKay 66, he called it. And it would have things like, does he drink? How does he feel about drinking? If he doesn't drink, is that okay for others to drink? If he does drink, is it okay for others not to drink? Who did he vote for? Was he in the military? How did he feel about his service? Does he smoke? Does he not smoke? How does he feel about illicit drugs? Does he have kids? When are their birthdays? When is the anniversary? When did he start with us? What school did he go to? Is that a big deal to him? Did he play on the football team? I mean, that kind of a stuff. So when you say like, hey, birthdays and anniversaries, I absolutely agree that you need that database, be CleanTelligent or Google Doc or however, that has to happen. And I would I'll put that in the show notes, the McKay 66, where you can get a hold of that. Cause that is you can, if you are a CleanTelligent customer, you can drive them nuts by saying, hey, how can I get all these 66 new or you've got five of them. How do I get the other 61 in there? So what about emails? A lot of information is transmitted nowadays by email. Can I do that within CleanTelligent or at least make sure that that's recorded? So when the guy comes and goes, I haven't heard from you guys in 3 months, you can go, well, actually, we talked on the phone at this time at this date for a minute and a half, and that's what we talked about. Here's the last three emails I sent you that you didn't. Is that possible to kind of integrate in?
Yep, absolutely. Through an inbox within CleanTelligent, you can either just keep a record of everything there, or if your clients don't want to log into CleanTelligent, they have their own system for work orders or for emails or whatever, you can just set it up so they send the email to you and it gets recorded into CleanTelligent. CleanTelligent can send emails out, notifications of basically anything that happens in the system. If you get a new response or if you reply to your client, it can send an email to them. Whenever, like I was saying before, when an inspection is done, you can send that email. Notifications of upcoming jobs so that they know that you guys are on the same page of when you need to be there to do a big project for them.
All right, awesome. And just so you guys know, I want to make sure that you hear, everything I've heard about CleanTelligent and dealt with these guys, they're awesome. But the goal of this is not, I don't want anyone out there going, CleanTelligent is for me. Fine. These concepts are for you. So please, 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 the concepts that we're talking about, obviously, I think CleanTelligent is going to be a great solution for them. But the point of this show, please don't say, I want CleanTelligent, therefore I'm going to do this, or I don't want CleanTelligent, therefore I don't. This all needs to happen. This systematized communication, this warehousing of information, both for your, you know, kind of that triangle of you, your employees, and the client, this all's got to happen. So obviously CleanTelligent puts a nice bow around it, but please, please, please don't make the mistake of, oh, I'm not interested in buying software, therefore I'm not going to run my company properly. That's insane. You do need to find a solution for this. If CleanTelligent is it, fantastic. They've kind of got it all together for you. If that's not your bag, fantastic. Please don't just go, well, I guess I'll just run a shoddy business. I mean, that's not what we're here about, Cleaning Nation. All right. So what about, I'm just trying to hit all the stuff. And just so you guys know, we have talked about none of this. So every time I promise this isn't set up like, well, can you do the email? He could have just as easily said, no, we don't do that. Sorry. I wish you would have asked me that. So I'm just literally asking stuff that I know as a coach, like this is what I want for my folks. So thanks for letting me put you on the spot, Court. I'm still going to figure out something because of the beard to, you know, put you off. So you're like, oh, we don't do that. And, you know, I'm still secretly trying to make you look bad. All right. So what about missing accounts? We're not missing accounts because I don't think a lot of us miss too many accounts, but there's certainly that stress of are they there? Are they not there? Like, is there any sort of communication so I can get a, hey, someone's supposed to be here and they're not, or even hopefully someone's supposed to be here and they are and they checked in. So at dinner time or whenever, I can kind of go to bed, relax, and know that this stuff's handled.
You mean as far as cleaners getting to the building when they were supposed to?
Yeah. Is there any sort of check-in process or is that outside of what y'all do?
There's not that.
Dang it! I was totally kidding when I said that. Now I feel like a jerk.
No, we don't have anything like that right now.
All right. Well, I'm officially on the air saying, hey, that'd be kind of cool, like if you had some sort of check-in. Now I feel like such a jerk saying I'm going to try and trip you up, and then like I didn't try to do that. Okay.
Hey, no, it's just perfect timing.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a huge problem, but I think it would be kind of nice more, because like I said, I don't think a lot of us are missing accounts, but I do think there's that stress of, are they there? And it'd just be nice to have some sort of like, okay, good to go. All right, you'd mentioned.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, you can find that solution out there. I mean, there are plenty of software solutions. Like you were saying, I mean, if CleanTelligent doesn't work for them, that's definitely something that's good for the business for you to get something like that and to find that right solution for you.
Well, and as you grow, I think, you know, the folks that are doing a couple $100,000 a year have different software needs, you know, obviously a lot less than the folks doing $1 million, and the $4 or $5 million companies, they have like 7 different software as a services. So
right.
The goal, again, is to make sure that you've got the right level of coverage for the level that you're at. And some people may not be ready for some CleanTelligent. Some people have CleanTelligent, like, I need more. The big thing I want to do on this one is kind of really talk about what effective communication should look like when you're trying to grow your cleaning company. I think we've covered, it's got to be systematized, right? We don't want to have that this month I'm really good and I talked to everybody and they all love me, and then I forgot about it for 3 months, and then I got back and then people got pissed. It needs to be this steady kind of, everyone's got this minimum standard of a monthly report, a monthly call from somebody, a weekly mini report, or whatever the case may be. Pick it. Like, what it is isn't as important. Is it consistent, and do the people feel loved, and there's this minimum standard?
Hey, Cleaning Nation, there is just too much good stuff to cram into one show, so we split it into two awesome episodes for you. Tune in next week for the second half with special guest Cortland Driggs from CleanTelligent as he and Mike talk profitability, job costing, estimation, and even integrations. Check out Court and CleanTelligent show notes page for a blog, more information, links to special offers, and even a video demo. See you next week.
Congratulations, you are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.